He's an ordained minister and a pioneering hip-hop star. We're talking about Joseph Simmons, who is the run in the legendary chart-topping group Run DMC. The MTV generation knows Simmons as a devoted husband and father of six from his reality show Run's House, which also stars his wife, Justine.
Oh, Joey, wait.
What?
Diggy or Rusty didn't make the honor roll.
So both of them at the same time is having a problem?
Well, but it's not just the honor roll.
There's something
with Diggy.
That's going on
Diggy's
in the house
talking.
That's making
Diggy's
them
Diggy's talking and not being focused.
So that got to be something that we're doing wrong if both of them at the same time didn't make the honor roll.
Something you're doing?
Why do you keep blaming it on me? It's something you're doing. Or something we're doing. Let's take responsibility and put it on them.
I didn't do nothing different.
Oh, you know what I'm going to do? Instead of blaming you and blaming me, we'll just start fixing it. It's your fault.
I heard you, Joe. It's not funny.
The couple has written a new book on parenting called Take Back Your Family, A Challenge to America's Parents. Both Rev Run and Justine Simmons joined NPR's Tony Cox to talk more about the book and their TV show.
Well, you know, for me, this whole thing is a ministry. You know, as I'm Reverend Run, you know, I was telling everybody, this is a ministry. This is a way to touch people in America and all over the world through MTV. So when I'm on the television and I'm doing the words of wisdom in the tub at the end, or I'm talking to my son in his room about something, I'm letting you into my home to see how I would handle a situation with Rusty if he broke his Game Boy, or with Diggy if he wasn't doing well in school, or with my wife if there's something that's going through us. So the cameras would be in the bedroom, and I know I'm going in there to handle something that we're going through, and you would just be on the end of what's going on in my house and how I handle it. So that's how this show works. It was intentionally not only for me to have a reality show, but for me to show you my ministry, and my ministry happens to be to the family.
But you're an entertainer, experienced entertainer, and you are used to being in the public eye. Mm-hmm. Are your children, they are probably now, but were they as this began?
They were a bunch of hams at the beginning. It was very shocking. The cameras came on and they loved it, and they're asking now every season, like, we get another season?
Yeah.
But we were in church a lot. They understood the point. We didn't just throw this at them. When we first told them about it, we said, this is what we're doing. This is our service to the world. It wasn't like we're going on television to become big stars. That's why the show comes off as it does. We're going on television to serve. We're going to show them how we run our household. We're going to show everybody in the world how we get over, how we have blended families, how we handle situations. We're going to show them why our family works. And they were like, got it. That's what it was about.
But also, people also loved the show and felt like they were a part of us when they see us.
You know, you want to peek inside a rock star's lifestyle, but then that high dies off quick.
I understand. Let's talk about the book, Take Back Your Family. The title makes it sound as if this is a way to help you get your family back to the situation or back in the standing that they should be.
Take back means to me, you're taking it back from all the things out there that could be distraction. You want to take them back from the streets and put them in school. You want to take them back from worrying about the opinions of their peers to your opinion. You want to take them back. For me right now, I have to make sure that since my kids become stars, that Vanessa and Angela aren't looking to Us Magazine to validate them. Don't give away your powers. I'm constantly telling my kids, your power is not within if we have another season.
One of the things in the book that I read that caught my eye, Rev, was you talked about your experiences with Run DMC and how that when that came to an end, you sort of hit the bottom emotionally and otherwise, and that sort of precipitated your going into the ministry. Is your life now opposite of what it was
when
you were
doing?
No, not at
all. I'm on tour with Kid Rock. It's not the opposite at all. I'm signing books during the day, and I'm rapping at night. How that came back about, I don't know. But God came, like, he showed me, I've made you a rapper also. You know, you don't get so caught up in the ministry that you don't rap. People enjoyed that. When I got to a place where things were changing for me, you go where you're celebrated, not where you're tolerated. But I'm still Run. When you see me out on stage, you'll say, that's not the same guy that was just preaching. He's screaming all these crazy lyrics and doing my Adidas. It doesn't look like the same guy that's going to be sitting here talking to you about family principles. Mm-hmm. So some things have changed, but basically, I am the Reverend Run. So I'm the Reverend, and I'm still Run.
Now, does he write the words of wisdom, or do you help him write them?
No, he writes them. Well, what happens is he gets up early in the morning before everybody. He gets in a tub. And, I mean, that's where, I guess, he finds his peace or whatever. And he reads the books, he reads the Bible, and then it's like God gives him what, you know, what word of the day, and or sometimes it's whatever he's going through. And it's funny because a lot of people will write back, oh my God, that was right on point, I needed that word. And then he'll have me probably read it over or something like that.
Two more things I want to ask you. I appreciate both of you coming in. It's really an interesting conversation to me. One is this. Having been married myself, as I've told you a couple of times, I know that there are people who are married who will be listening to this or who are in relationships or have been in relationships who will say, well, that's great for Reverend Run and for Justine. You know, they can do that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, life is hard mm-hmm. for us. And, you mm-hmm. know, it's just not all easy and all fun and mm-hmm. like they're describing. So good for them, but that ain't going to happen.
We showed on the TV. We lost our baby on television. We go through hell. We showed the happy side and we brought the cameras in the house when she lost the baby after 8 months. We went into the hospital. We don't just show a happy life. Everything that goes on in our house is game. We've showed it all on MTV. And I'll argue with her, but I realize at that moment, or she'll realize at that moment, okay, she's not agreeing with me.
Yeah.
One of us, wait a minute, finish.
Like,
one of us
no,
is going to have to back down.
No, you keep saying that, babe.
I was still making
okay,
my point.
Okay, okay. Anyway, we will argue, but it's like, it's an argument that you know that's getting ready to end. Like, not an argument. Don't look at me like
so
that.
I finished because you cut me off. Go ahead.
Oh, my God, because you've been talking every minute. I want to say something.
Finish your point.
What we're saying is, like, we'll argue, but it'll be, we know this is not, you know, you're not going to go to bed like this. You know, whereas.
But the Bible says don't do that.
But as younger, I didn't always feel that way. You know, if I was mad, I was mad. You know what I mean?
I'm older and I don't always feel that way now.
Exactly. Exactly. But I'm not even thinking divorce. I feel like a lot of people just all of a sudden, as soon as things don't go right, they're like, you know what? I'm going to just leave. Like, you know, and I might have thought that years ago or felt like that years ago. But I'm learning this argument. Okay, so let's get on with it. Like,
you know what I find? And I like the question that you're asking. It's very important. And then I'm going to speak this directly to you. The thing that stops relationships from happening, the Bible talks about it's two becoming one. And in order to become one, you have to have the same ideas. In order to have the same ideas, you're going to have to give in a lot. For me, I want my marriage very badly. So happy wife, happy life. So if I'm right or wrong or whatever, I'm willing to just shut up and go into the other room and read the newspaper because I don't want to be right more than I want my marriage. So ego says, I want to be right. So I'm going to tell you what you did today with the kids, with this is wrong. That doesn't work for a marriage. One of you have to back down. I've made it, and she backs down, but I'm saying I've made it my decision to back down.
It doesn't feel good at all. I'm looking at her right now.
She doesn't look like she's backing down. I'm saying that's the thing
down.
I say every day.
Okay, no, I just don't want it to make
no,
it seem like.
No, I said you back down or I back down, but I'm talking about, okay. I'm speaking for myself, honey.
Okay. I just don't want to make it seem like you back down more.
I'm speaking for myself. I can't speak for you. I'm talking about since I want my marriage.
I'm just checking.
See, this is a real marriage.
Yes, it is.
You know, this is what marriage is.
But your key is how bad do you want your marriage?
And the
only way it's
going to
work.
Bad, so I'm not trying to be angry all the time. And I'm trying to make him happy. And I will do things that I know he would want to do instead of doing what I want to do. Like, you know, we give in, you know?
I understand. Let me ask this as my very last question, Reverend Run. I do appreciate this. It has been enlightening and a wonderful conversation. You end your show in the tub. We don't have a tub here.
Okay.
And we don't have any bubbles.
Because he would get in it.
You know, we don't want you to do that.
He lives in a tub.
I bet. It's a nice looking tub, too.
Thank you.
But what we want is
I can give you today's word. You want today's word?
Today's word.
Learn how much you're worth was the subject. It's very important that while you're negotiating your way through life to find out how much you're worth, you must keep a scorecard. Remember small victories. Keep trophies, news clippings. Read the Bible. God will confirm how much he cherishes and loves you. Remember this. In business, people will very seldom tell you how great you are. Why? Because then they have to pay for it. God is love, Rev Run.
Reverend Run, Justine, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
That was Justine Simmons and her husband, Reverend Run, speaking with NPR's Tony Cox. Their new book is called Take Back Your Family, A Challenge to America's Parents. You can catch the entire family on their MTV reality show, Run's House. Video of this interview can be seen at our website, nprnewsandviews.org.